Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are starting a new malacha, the malacha of Losh, kneading on Shabbos, making a dough on Shabbos. Even though most of us won't be making a dough on Shabbos, but it has a lot of unexpected applications on Shabbos. For example, making oatmeal on Shabbos, baby cereal on Shabbos, making eggs on Shabbos. Those are all negeya, the issa malacha of Losh, and you have to know the correct way to do this on Shabbos. So, what is malacha of Lisha? What is the issa malacha of Lisha on Shabbos? The issa is to bind together any small items together, to bind them together into a dough, into one mass. That is the issa of Losh on Shabbos. Now, Lisha does not have to be dafka with water. Any binder goes into the issa of Losh. For example, to do with oil, or with honey, or with mayonnaise, those will all go into the issa of Losh on Shabbos. Lisha is also that lav dafka by food. It can be negeya also if someone mixes water with sand. That is also goes into the issa of Lisha on Shabbos. And through most paiskim, the issa of Lisha, the issa of kneading on Shabbos, is not dafka by gedulei karka. It's even by food items that are not gedulei karka. For example, eggs will go into the issa of Lisha. Even though regarding teichin grinding, we spoke out that there's only an issa teichin by gedulei karka. Masha inkein, something like eggs, would not have an issa of teichin because those not gedulei karka. When it comes to losh, it's different. Losh is even usher by food items that are not gedulei karka. There is issa losh to make something into one, bind something to one mass, that goes into the issa of Losh on Shabbos. Now, Melechas Losh is only defined as something that becomes one mass, but if you make a potato salad, for example, and you mix it together with mayonnaise and the like, that's not an issa of Losh, because it's still nicker from the atzma, every potato, so it's not defined as kneading such a case. Only time it's kneading is if it becomes one mass. Number two, something important to know is that there's a difference between blila ava, a thick mixture, and blila raka, a loose mixture. That losh d'araisa only applies to a blila ava, which is a thick mixture. But when it's a blila raka, it's also medarabana, not medaraisa. And the anafkaminas, when it comes to that terim, when it comes to losh, there's a difference if it's a blila raka or blila ava. Now, what is defined as a blila ava and what is defined as blila raka? So the Chazinish says anything that can be poured is considered a blila raka. If it can't be poured, it's considered a blila ava. And the Paiskim explained the Chazanish that, of course, any time you turn something over, it'll come out. But if it comes out in clumps, that is a blila ava, that's like dough. But if it pours out like a liquid, that's called a blila raka, and that will have different halachas since it's only asa medar abanan. Finally, that is pashut that if you make something like a cocoa mix or coffee, even though you're mixing it together, that's not an issa of lisha. Lisha only applies if you take the particles and make it into one mass. But if you dissolve a powder into a liquid, that does not go into the issa of lisha. Kneading does not become a dough, and that would definitely not go into the issa of lisha. That would be mutter on Shabbos, if it's not a shiloh of bishul or anything else, it's not a shiloh of losh on Shabbos.